Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, the super informative local paper for the Gulf Breeze greater area. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Happy Pi Day.
Happy Pi Day,
indeed.
314-415-926. Yeah, come on, baby. Let's go. There's a contest, right? I think people are having, there's a contest in one, and people are doing Pi Day specials, pizza pie specials. I get irrationally exuberant this time of year. Also, I'm sick, so I'm a little loopy.
Oh, gosh.
Fairpoint Shoreline at Peaks Point, we're doing a little signage, a little education to avoid people sliding off the roadway, right?
It is kind of a surprise when you're going down that straightaway through Fairpoint or Shoreline. All of a sudden, you get to this hairpin turn, and it has been the site of several wrecks over the years. So they are going to, with a controversial vote, they did decide to put some signage there to hopefully alert people so we can cut down on the number of wrecks that are there.
Yeah.
So it's not like a million wrecks, but over the course of years, it has been one of the hot spots in the city. And, of course, if you've driven that way, you know that you have to be paying attention and you have to turn. Especially the wrecks that have been happening have been at night, a lot of them. And some of them have involved alcohol, of course. But not all of them, and so it is an issue that's probably time for them to put something up there just to try to alleviate some of those wrecks.
Yeah, good to see a little bit more safety coming, hopefully, to that area. You also have a story about the some concerns about youths and alarms about youths.
Right. So this is a story that's actually kind of about a neighborhood over on the 399, Highway 399 in Midway, where a neighbor was very concerned because they saw a bus pull up and saw about 23 students get off and go into a house. And we tried to find out what was going on, and we were told that no one wanted to talk to us. And it was kind of a, you know, dicey situation, but we did finally speak to the head of Lighthouse Private Christian Academy.
Oh, you did? They have not gotten back to me. What'd they tell you?
They told us through a written statement, that the youth were between 15 and 18 years old. They are from Brazil. They are here in an F-1 visa, and they will be leaving May the 15th. She said that right now they're staying at different staff members' homes and that they have parental supervision. But other questions she would not answer, and said that she wanted to refer it to her attorney, but they would never tell me who the attorney was, so I never was able to get that information.
Yeah, I mean, again, my suspicion about all this is it really isn't a big deal, but boy, it's sure weird, and they are not particularly transparent about any of this with us, it seems to me. Well, I'm glad you got some kind of response from. I wasn't able to get any response, so, you know, so be it. Board of County Commissioners working on well-field protection, what seems like maybe a risk might actually be a way of making things safer, right?
Well, I'm hoping so. They recently had a vote where they allowed a new gas tank to go in that well field protection area. Mm-hmm. This is an area that's in the north end, but it is the well field that supplies all of the drinking water to South Santa Rosa County. So we're talking about tens of thousands of people depend on this water. And all of the people who were affiliated with the water systems, I urged the commissioners not to allow this, and they voted for it anyway. Well, now they're saying that they want to strengthen the guidelines for use in this area, and they also want to consider having all the existing tanks that are there from years ago replaced with the higher quality triple lined tanks that they required for racetracks. So they are considering that.
Yeah, well, as I said yesterday, I think, you know, we can be optimistic that this produces something better would be the big goal. You had a guy who raises his own, livestock and crops come to talk to the seniors?
Yeah, the Senior Center in Gulf Breeze, they have some very interesting programs. And one of the guys that came there this week, his name is Alan, what's his last name? Moretzky. And he talked about how he and his wife raise all of these vegetables on their own property. They pretty much live off of everything they grow. His wife is from the Philippines, and they lived there for a while. So a lot of the things that they grow are the same things that grow in the Philippines, because that's what's familiar to them. And we learned a lot about some of the things that they're growing here, which we did not realize that Zone 9A is the same zone as the Philippines. And he also grows, he raises rabbits, and he raises chickens for meat. He has fruit trees. He has everything. Very interesting. Told us a lot of tips on how to do things on a budget. He's one of these guys that always, gets and repurposes things. He reuses things. He takes things that are just sitting by the side of the road and makes them useful. It's very entertaining to find out, you know, how he does all of this. And basically, he lives for free because he's got everything he needs right there on his own property.
Oh, I love that. I admire it. But when I have tried it, I can't even get close. So I have great respect for people who can successfully grow things. We've got the Gulf Breeze Rotary Gumbo Cook-Off is Saturday. Gulf Breeze Will Do Social is tonight. Splash is coming in April. You've got stories about the teachers and the prayer in schools and book restrictions. And like always, there's always way more in the paper than we can get to in a preview of it on Thursday morning. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Comes out every Thursday, and we get a little taste right beforehand on the show on at 8 or 9 or so. Lisa, thank you so much for doing what you do to serve the community. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Absolutely. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic for us. Jake?
Okay. This traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. We've got some traffic starting to build up on 12th Avenue. If you're headed by the airport this morning, the southbound lane is going to be down to one lane from utility work in the area. There was an accident earlier that took out a pole, so FPL crews will be on the scene there. It's going to start slowing things down here. Also, we had reports earlier of a ladder laying in the road on I-10 northbound. This is going to be in the left two lanes.
I-110?
Did I say I-110?
Yeah, you said 10.
Okay, I-110, sorry, northbound. The left two lanes just past the airport overpass will be blocked there with that ladder. Otherwise, around town, we're looking pretty good. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing us down, let us know on the traffic tip line, 437-1620. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
And if that ladder's still there, the only reason is because none of us have gotten out there yet. Road ladders. Oh, man. Hey, we got a lot. Speaking of events, there's a lot of events coming up. We got the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival comes up March 23rd and 24th at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. All kinds of artists and vendors and things there. One of my favorite events of the year, because I actually get to be in it every year, is Men Who Cook. This year, 11th annual, is going to be at Blue Wahoo Stadium. So we're all non-professionals and we're all dudes, but the food is really, really. In fact, my son and I, we were just figuring out what we're going to make the other day. Not telling you, but it's good. Mm-hmm. You're going to like it. So that'll be coming up. You can get more information at newsradio923.com. Kites on the Coast, that is this weekend, Friday, tomorrow through Sunday. Well, you know, Sunday. That's going to be out at Pensacola Beach. It's a part of Council on Aging of West Florida, annual Kites on the Coast. This is the third annual one. And like all other events, you can find out more at newsradio923.com.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th. Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Why'd he call her Lassie?
But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. That I die.
Biden also got a big response while addressing the issue of abortion when he said, "We're about to find out how much political power women have." Then he turned to Kamala and said, "Except you." Former president and current reverse mortgage applicant, Kamala. Criticized Biden's speech, saying the words are not flowing smoothly out of his mouth. Well, we can't all speak with the same effortless grace as Donald J. Trump.
Just recently heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat.
I would just love to see a gaff off. I mean, I think that would be entertaining between President Trump and President Biden. I mean, I don't know what else. Other joy we're going to get out of this election season. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Former President Trump set to attend a federal court hearing in Florida today over his handling of classified documents. His attorneys are arguing the case should be tossed. Trump also preparing for a March 25th start for his New York criminal trial involving alleged payments to Stormy Daniels. Senator Bernie Sanders apparently introducing a bill that would establish a four-day work week in the U.S. If passed, the bill would lower the threshold required for overtime pay from 40 hours a week to 32 over the course of a four-year period.
If
that passes, I'll see you on Monday.
This argument about the four-day work week is a very, very interesting one from a productivity standpoint. And, of course, then you'd have, you know, you got to get the schools at the same time, you know.
Right.
There's a lot to talk about. And then what do businesses do that don't want to stay open? I don't know. There's a lot to it. But you mentioned Bernie Sanders. Can I tell you the funniest thing I've seen this week?
Yes, please do. Yeah,
it's a visual, but it's so I'm going to describe it to you visually. You know the Kate Middleton photo? Which has been so much in the news about,
right.
You know, the Photoshop allegations and her holding her arms around the children. And, you know, it's like a proof of life picture because nobody knows really what's going on with her at all. The funniest version of this I saw was a picture of somebody had Photoshopped Bernie on the chair in the mittens.
Yeah, saw that.
Into the middle of where Kate is.
Yeah.
And so he had the mittens on his lap, but also they had Photoshopped the two mitten hands over her hand. So there were four mitten hands showing. It was... my favorite thing. Jake, you've seen this?
Yeah, I saw it. It is funny.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. Sorry, go ahead, David. I interrupted you with my silly aside.
No, hey, thank you for putting that image in my head. That's great. content creators that make their living on TikTok are still upset over the proposed ban.
They're saying, you know, there's security issues, there's privacy issues. We don't see how that's any different than Facebook or Instagram or all these others.
That is travel blogger Jessica Cerna, and... she says the ban would hurt her and other small businesses that use TikTok for their marketing.
Yeah, well, it's the same argument that we heard from people when they were talking about banning social media for minors here, you know, certain minors here in the state of Florida, that, you know, the ones who use it to make money, it's going to be an adversity for them. And yeah, I mean, surely that is a consequence. Of course, the trade-off there is what benefit do we get from not having TikTok available? Although, I mean, I don't think TikTok would just go away. It just, you know, revamp under different ownership, in which case it would be perfectly safe and you'd never have to worry about anything they're sharing with the Chinese ever, obviously. That's how laws work, you know. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to go away, but, you know, people are worked up about this. David, thanks so much for the update. Jake, it's traffic on the fives, but we have sad news for you.
No, I know. I missed it. Missed my opportunity.
You're too busy being on the air with me to go get your free road ladder.
I know. Somebody took it. Somebody's got them a scratched up free ladder. this morning. So congratulations to whoever picked that ladder up. So otherwise around town, the only thing I'm seeing, this traffic report brought to you by Fresh from Florida, by the way, 12th Avenue. If you're headed down 12th Avenue this morning by the airport, the southbound lane is going to be down to only one lane. FPL crews are going to be on the scene doing some utility work on a pole that was taken out this morning during an accident. Otherwise around town, if you're on Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, just seeing our normal morning slowdowns. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is accident free, and Highway 29 South is looking pretty good coming into town. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, let us know. Call or text 437-1620. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season. Browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida because there's sunshine in every bite.
That's what I've heard.
I know. It's delicious. I'm Jake Walker with your delicious traffic on the fives.
Tastes like sunshine. 8:27 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I didn't. I had two other SNL clips to follow up on the State of the Union speech.
Some Democrats criticized President Biden for talking about migrants by using the term illegals. But come on, he's 81 years old. Let him slide. He means well. Like when my mom put up that sign to stop Oriental hate. All right. You go.
No, this, but by far, this was my favorite joke of the day.
Netflix announced that in July, it will live stream a fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. But the real fight will be Mike Tyson trying to pronounce Netflix. Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, don't say it to his face. All right.
Yes, yeah.
8:20. Oh, my God. What was the thing? I don't know. I've been on social media too much lately. What was the thing that I saw? Thinking about Mike Tyson and his face tattoos, that rappers today look like the underside of the desk in detention from high school.
Yeah. Yes.
That's so accurate. Oh, man. 437-1620. 437-1620. In, I suppose this is serious news. The Gallup organization has done polling on what people identify as, whether they attach an acronym to themselves or not. And surprise, surprise, more young people identify as an L or a G or a B or a T or a Q or an S or a T. I mean, well, when you increase the number of letters available, I mean, people will find one to attach to. But yeah, the polling that they have done now says that in 2012, 3.5% of Americans identified as something on the acronym, the rainbow spectrum. Now, well, in 2020 anyway, 5.6%, and now it's up to 7.5%. Now, is it because people are different? Or is it because they've got a new thing that they can say that they're into? Well, I mean, you know, the activists would say that when you have a socially permissive attitude towards something or tolerance, it's not really tolerance. So tolerance is what you do towards things you don't like. It's an embrace. It's affirmation, right? They're very different words. But, okay, when you have an affirming society, an inclusive society, you know, then more people are going to come forward with it, which is one theory. The other theory is that when you tell people they can do or be or like or whatever with anybody, wherever, well, more people will. You know, when there are no more taboos, no more moral rules, and people will experiment, right? 1 in 5 Gen Z. For those of you who don't celebrate Pi Day, that's 20%. 20%. Wow. It's just, you know, culture and its ability to shape behavior, normalcy, abnormalcy, taboo. These things are all interconnected. And when you change social norms, you will get different people. And I think this poll shows that clearly.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump is attending arguments in federal court in Florida this morning over dismissing the case against him for withholding classified documents.
His attorneys say the Presidential Records Act entitled him to keep the sensitive documents. However, special counsel Jack Smith's team says the files were presidential records, not personal ones, and that the statute does not apply to classified and top secret documents like those kept at the Trump Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. North Korea's military holds tank drills as the South Korean and U.S. militaries wrap up their joint exercises.
Kim Jong-un calling his country's new main battle tank the world's most powerful. The state's official news agency reported Kim himself getting behind the wheel added to the high militant spirit of the tankmen.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Wholesale prices up 0.6% last month. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92, 364 degrees. It is mostly cloudy right now in Pensacola. There have been some concerns about a tutoring website being used in Santa Rosa County schools. It's called tutor.com. Some parents are worried that too much data is being collected about their children.
They have full access to all children in Santa Rosa County. That's how scary. I can't stress enough how important it is to not be associating with communist governments and especially share our children's information, our children's data here in Santa Rosa County.
That is Maria Calkins. She talked with Channel 3. The website is reportedly owned by a company which is owned by Chinese nationals. Now, the tutoring website itself is an American company. They say that no data is shared with the other parent company. The school district says they've been using the website for over a year now and have had very few complaints. Officials tell Channel 3 they don't plan to stop using that website either. The bill headed to the House would enhance economic activity in the panhandle. That from Senator Marco Rubio yesterday about a bill meant to protect Pensacola and Perdido Bays. A bill that unanimously passed the Senate would formally enroll the Pensacola and Perdido Bays estuary program into the National Estuary Program. Rubio and Senator Rick Scott introduced the bill. They say it'll allow local officials to leverage federal dollars to address water quality and resource challenges in the estuary. Scott says the bill's passage is an important step in our fight to protect and preserve Florida's waterways. Well, later this morning, Santa Rosa County commissioners will be discussing the idea of being the home to the largest American flag in the state. Earlier this week, the Milton City Council voted 5-2 to pass a resolution supporting that, despite some public comments.
The citizens as a whole are against this, because we have roads that we can't drive on. We have places that need stoplights, and that includes in the city as well. There are a lot of things that this county needs. This is not a tourist attraction.
And on Tuesday, county staff opened two sealed bids that were received, both of them reportedly north of $300,000 for installation and supplies for a 207-foot flagpole. There's been some discussion of using tourism tax dollars to fund the project, but it's still not clear if the flag and flagpole would be eligible for that funding. Santa Rosa County deputies say a Gulf Breeze man pulled a gun on a woman that was serving him civil papers. According to Channel 3, 52-year-old Michael Mabiers charged with two counts of aggravated assault with a weapon. This all happened on Tuesday morning. Two civil process servers, a husband and wife, had arrived at Mabiers' home on Reservation Road to serve him with civil litigation papers. After she knocked on the door, Mabier then allegedly came around the side of the home with a gun pointed at her and said she was trespassing. Mabier was arrested and taken to the county jail. He's now bonded out on $10,000 bond. Governor Ron DeSantis says he wants the state to be ready for potential fallout from all the chaos in Haiti right now. He announced yesterday he's ordering additional police officers and National Guard troops to South Florida in anticipation of a potential influx of illegal immigrants from Haiti. DeSantis has ordered 250 additional officers and soldiers, as well as a dozen air and sea craft and over 100 state guard members. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Jake has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Well, if you're headed down 12th Avenue this morning by the airport, it's going to be down to one lane headed southbound there. FPL is on the scene doing some utility work from a pole that came down this morning in an accident, and they're clearing that up right now. It's going to cause some slowdown getting by the airport on 12th Avenue southbound. Otherwise, around town, looking at the maps here, I'm not seeing any other accidents reported by FHP. No major slowdowns to tell you about. Let's see here. Let me check this one in Navarre. It's clear as well. We had an accident earlier right there in front of the post office and the Slim Chickens right there eastbound on Highway 98, but I'm not seeing any slowdown from that. Tiger Point, seeing our normal morning slowdowns. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, you're good. Highway 29 south through Cantonment is clear. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in good. If you do see anything else out there on the roadways slowing you down, you can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Good Thursday morning, waking up to a little bit of patchy fog across the area. Temperatures a little bit warmer this morning too, with low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Still a pleasant day ahead. We'll have highs in the middle 70s, mostly cloudy skies, and a small chance for rain. Best chance for rain today really is the further west you go into southwest Alabama, but a few isolated showers possible. Higher chance of rain comes Friday during the second half of the day into Saturday, Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And right now, 64 in Pensacola, 62 in Gulf Breeze, 58 in Milton. Your money now. The markets are up just a bit this morning. The Dow is up 56, 46, 39, 92, 83. S&P 500 up 876 at 51, 74.07. The NASDAQ up 50, 25 at 16 to 30, 51. Well, the week's unemployment numbers are in, and claims down slightly for the week ending March 8th. Numbers from the Labor Department show they dropped by 1,000 to 209,000 compared to the prior week. That's 9,000 below what analysts had predicted. 1,000 Family Dollar and Dollar Tree stores are going to be closing their doors next year, or this year, I should say. Dollar Tree operates around 16,000 Dollar Tree and Family Dollar stores across the country, and the company says they're doing what they call a portfolio optimization review. That includes looking at what stores should be closed or relocated. As a result, 600 Family Dollar stores will be closing in the first half of 2024, and they say hundreds more will be closing up shop as their leases end in the near future. And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders introducing a bill to make it a four-day work week in the U.S.
If passed, the bill would lower the threshold required for overtime pay from 40 hours a week to 32 over the course of a four-year period. The 32-hour work week act would also protect employee wages and benefits to ensure there's no loss in pay. In a press release, Sanders said a 32-hour work week is not a radical idea, adding that American workers are over 400% more productive than they were in the 1940s, and yet millions of Americans are working longer hours for lower wages than they were decades ago. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Thank you very much, Mark. And it is 8:38. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so it is Pi Day, so we're talking about math a little bit. And my question of the day, I'm going to ask this in a way that is really not the question I want to ask, but I think it's the one that the version of it that'll get the most answers. What'd you hate most about math? Like, what's the concept in math that you just made you want to throw the book at the wall? 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. What I really wanted to ask is, you know, what amount of math, you know, because your teachers are like, learn math, you'll use it when you're an adult. No, I won't. Yes, you will. No, you won't. Okay, well, who was right? But, you know, what level of math do you use kind of in your adult life is sort of where I was going. You know, how much math have you really had to use in your adult life? Because I've used math a lot. I mean, I won a national award for doing math on the radio in COVID, right? So, you know, I love math. I'm a big fan of math. I love it. But, you know, not everybody shares my enthusiasm. I can see from the pained look on your face, Jake, that you are a shut up, Andrew. I hate math. I wish we never had to learn it. Is that you? Is that where you're at?
I don't hate math. I just hated having to learn it as a subject in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once I got past long division, I was just glaze. I could not. Yeah, algebra, all that, no.
Can you do long division today?
Yeah, I can show my work. Yeah, yeah.
Long division is hard. I mean, as a yes, it's a basic math skill. What am I, Mike Tyson? It's a basic math skill, but Netflix. But it is hard. I mean, it is challenging to do. And if you haven't done it in a while, you wait. How do I do that? Long division. Okay. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. What did you? What topic or concept did you hate most in math? And or alternate question. You know, what was the like? When did you top out in math? But also, do you use math in your adult life?
No. Because
you know all the students who are in the car with their parents are like, oh, I'm listening to this right now. Because so many people hate math. Math is a little bit like hazing. Not as bad as, you know, English. English is the worst hazing because English is terrible, beautiful, amazing, awful, atrocious language. And all the rules that aren't rules. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. All right, somebody says, learning about sets. Totally worthless. Agreed. When did you ever have to use sets or order of operations? That's when you have to do the, you know, exponents and then within the parentheses and then the multiplication and then the addition and subtraction. Right, exactly.
I'm already like, done.
When you never had to use that outside of actual math, right? So, but, you know, that's most people. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Somebody told me, have some pie, and then they gave me to 50 places. Pie. Thank you. You're the best. Let's see. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Somebody says, letters belong in English, not in math. Oh, all right. So when you got to algebra, that's when really you really got flummoxed. Somebody says, basic algebra and basic geometry. Beyond that, it's pretty unnecessary and stupid for most people. You know, I will, as a lover of math and a believer in math and a liberal arts education, I will tell you that, yeah, that's pretty much right. But the problem is, for the people who are going to go on to be engineers, scientists, you know, architects, surveyors, okay, you can't make them have the necessary math if they're not getting it early, often, and throughout school. It's very hard to remedially impart to somebody trigonometry, precalculus later on in life if they didn't get it early. So you kind of have to be teaching it to the high schoolers, even though you know that 90% of them will never use it. Probably not. I mean, when was the last time you had to go out and figure out the height of a flagpole at a distance? Oh, Santa Rosa County. All right, by trigonometry. you never,
300K.
Right? You never had to. But if you're not teaching it to everybody, then the 5 or 6% of people who are going to go on to be scientists, engineers, whatever, they're not going to have gotten what they needed out of school, and you're not going to get scientists and engineers. It's sort of the short version of why we do it that way. 845 on News Radio 92.3. Somebody here says, let's see, I hated word math problems, but I loved math otherwise. Oh, that's a lot of people same boat. You know, give me the equations, give me the numbers and the variables. Don't give me the words. The words are confusing. I do use math now with cooking and keeping track of finance. Oh, cooking, yes. Oh, man. I feel sorry if people can't do math and then come to cook and don't know, like, 4 tablespoons is a quarter cup. I mean, that kind of stuff, or that 3 teaspoons equals a tablespoon. If you can't do math and do your conversions, like, man, when I made it at the regular amount, there's not enough for the 5 of us. I got to add, you know, a third to the recipe or a half to the recipe.
That's
fractions.
That's why we have Alexa.
Oh, God. It hurts my heart that you say that. Jake's got traffic on the 5s. Let me recover from the pain.
All right, if you're on 12th Avenue southbound going by the airport, I was trying to come up with a math joke off the cuff.
36 divided by 3th Avenue.
Yes, exactly. golly,
man. Four Pies Avenue.
I know where you sat in the classroom. You were probably right up front, weren't
you? With my hand up.
You had your hand up, yes. And you were that kid.
Until college when I sat in the back, but anyway, go on.
Yeah. All right, so 12th Avenue, if you're on that this morning going by the airport, the southbound lane is going to be down to one lane. FPL crews are on the scene erecting a pole that was knocked down this morning in an earlier accident. Other than that, around town, looking at the traffic maps here, looks like I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90 is good. Highway 29 South is accident-free. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, let us know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the 5s.
Your traffic on your 45 divided by 9s?
Yes. Right. I don't do the Pythagorean theorem.
How are you ever going to figure out the hypotenuse?
Man, that doesn't live here.
So that's actually good for construction purposes, right? Your 5-12-13 triangle, your 3-4-5 triangle, doing your right angles, making your roofs and your fences and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm a drummer. Because I can count to
you
4, sometimes 6.
All right, fair enough.
6/8 is like the most I ever get.
Okay, right. Well, that's math. You know, you're right. 848 News Radio 92.3. What was the math concept that tricked you up, that messed you up, that you hated? Or, you know, how high did you go in math? Or do you use math in your regular life? Somebody here says, differential equations. Use them for network error analysis as a survey. I quit at DiffyQ. I did Calc 1, 2, 3, and at DiffyQ, I'm like, I mean, I can do this, but show me a seventh order derivative, please. Come on, I'm not working in nuclear science. Touch one. You can't touch one. Second, first, third, sure, yes. But seventh or eighth, oh, it's just stupid. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Got me. Good one. Statistics. Ugh. The only thing I remember is you can't believe them. So why learn it, right? But, you know, this actually reminds me of something I need to keep in mind more often is because I'm pretty good at math, I tend to think mathematically. And so I tend to tell you things in mathematical terms. And I tend to assume that when I say something like 2 out of 5 or 20% or 18%, I forget. I know that not everybody speaks that language, but I forget that not everybody speaks that language. So if I ever say something on the air and you're like, what? Text me and I'll try to say it a different way. It's not your fault. It's my fault for not saying it in a more clear way. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Those liars said you won't always have a calculator with you.
It's literally attached to us 24
hours
a day.
It's on your phone anytime you need it. Oh my God. Somebody said, I had a student tell me he didn't need math because he was going to be a drug dealer. I found his mugshot. Golly. You need it more there than anywhere else.
Yeah.
What's a gram? I actually found his mugshot and he became a drug dealer, but now he's in prison. And probably he just wasn't good enough at the math. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Architects just hire engineers. You don't need math. Fridge magnet with measurement conversions. I love that. I'm still stuck on back in or pull in from yesterday. That's great. Somebody says, when I have a math question, I don't know, I just ask Alexa.
Me too.
Twice you've now hurt me deeply. Logarithms. Oh, no, you're right. Oh, I'm a math nerd, love math, but no, not algorithms. Also, not sine, cosine, and secant, all that stuff. I'm not a big fan of the trigonometry. I think probably if I could have just skipped trig altogether, I would have been, you know, just as happy. Engineering degree, but went a different way. Geometry comes in handy with my woodworking. It's true, though, on Alexa, you can and use your speed square when you're doing construction. That's true. That's why it's there. Math is good for using your brain as a muscle, somebody says. It trains reasoning skills. Use it daily. Cooking, figuring out a tip before the taxes. Well, why do you need to do that? The computer will suggest to you a 28% tip. Driving, never use a GPS. If, you know, looking up a place on Google Map, put it in your head. Well, back in the day when you would say something like, you know, go a quarter mile here or, you know, 8 blocks is a mile, all of that kind of stuff, just listen to the voice on your GPS. She'll tell you what you need to do. Just like in WALL-E, we are all becoming WALL-E in Idiocracy. It's amazing. It's amazing. I've got too much Mike Tyson on the brain today. I don't know why. I don't even have a tongue piercing.
Oh, man.
But how will you feel if you have to pull out your phone to find half of 24? You know, smarter than the average, I think. Somebody says, I didn't think I would ever use algebra in real life. Now my job is to enforce building codes, and guess what? Also, thank God for YouTube to relearn it. And last one here, somebody says, I took algebra in the 9th grade, couldn't get out of it. I could not get the correlation between letters, symbols, numbers. I took electronics in 11th and 12th grade, and the first semester was almost all some type of math, geometry, algebra. Symbols had specific purposes. It all clicked immediately, and I did very well. See, that's the thing. It's brain training. It's preparation for other kinds of skills that you'll need to build on top of the basic understanding that some of those math concepts create inside of you. And if you don't have it will be true that 90% of people won't need it. But the 10% who will need it will be completely screwed if they didn't get it when the other 90% was having to endure it. You can't find out if you're good at it. I mean, you take it to find out if you've got the kind of brain that's going to need to be able to use this stuff. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
New South Wales. Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 as Mary Riker, the Director of Marketing and Communications at WSRE, will be the guest to talk about the upcoming Be My Neighbor Day coming up this Saturday. She'll have all the information and much more on WSRE events. That's tomorrow with Mary Riker with WSRE at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. From managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You in some kind of trouble with the police?
Some things are much better left unsaid.
Like what?
Man, I did not even know that was the music I needed to hear today, but I really did. I haven't heard that in forever, man. That's
forever.
Good stuff.
I had that cassette.
Did you?
Oh man,
how worn out was
it.
That?
Man, I put it in the Teddy Ruxpin and rocked that tape out, buddy. I'm telling you, Teddy didn't even know how to mouth those words. He's like, I don't know if this is right or not.
Be honest, did you buy it for the song or the cover art?
Actually, I bought it for the song first, but I just stared at that cover art for hours. It was so intriguing.
You know, that would be
intriguing.
A good topic to do sometime, is we could talk about, you know, cover art, the cover. Yeah. What was your favorite album cover art? That's a fun. We come back to that. That's a good topic. 855 News Radio 92.3. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, not seeing any major slowdowns on our roadways. We do have an accident that just popped up. This is going to be on Mobile Highway. Once you get past, if you're going southbound, once you get past Massachusetts Avenue, it's going to be right where the Aldi is. It's going to start there and stretch all the way up to West Fairfield. Got an accident there, slowing things down in both directions. Also, if you're on 12th Avenue this morning, going by the airport, you're going to be down to one lane headed southbound. That's from crews on the scene from an earlier accident that knocked out a utility pole, and FPL will be on the scene there. It's going to slow some things down. Other than that, we're looking great. Let me know on our traffic tip line if you see anything else. 437-1620, call or text. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
You know, I know it's still follow-up to the frivolous topic, but I think it's relevant. Somebody texted me and said, advanced math develops brain neurological paths, even if the actual math is never used again. I totally agree with that. When I read about that, it convinced me that higher math is important. The paths stay, kind of like reading to your baby. They obviously don't absorb the content, but it develops their brain paths differently. I don't have a math brain. Husband does, but math helps logical order, learning which helps languages, and yeah, all of that. And see, to me, I used to teach logic. I know I've told you this before, but not maybe this exact story, but when I taught logic at the college level, most people who have ever taken a logic course don't really remember it. And I think it's the part of the byproduct of teachers not being great at what we do. But also, it is hard to teach logic in a single semester in college, because logic is the kind of thing you do your whole life or not at all. It's just like English, just like math. It's a lifelong skill. I've been lucky enough to have been taught it like most of my life. But what I used to always do in the logic class is not just teach you things like your modus ponens and modus tollens and your little symbols and your if-thens and your, you know, your Venn diagrams and that kind of stuff. But I would teach people vocabulary. You know, learn these 20 vocabulary words a week, or sentence diagramming, which I know everybody hates. But trust me, if you know how to diagram a sentence, you'll understand the language better. Period. I mean, there is no arguing with that. If you understand sentence diagramming, you will understand English better. You'll be better at using the language. And, you know, crossword puzzles and, you know, all kinds of things that, and, you know, math puzzles and even sometimes geometrical physical puzzles, just stuff that trains your brain. Stuff that makes you think in ways that you don't normally in the ordinary course of daily life have to do, because what you're doing there is you're building brain health. And I do not have the science to back it up. I cannot refer you to the study, but I am a huge believer in the idea that doing the crossword puzzle, doing the Sudoku, doing the Wordle, doing jigsaw puzzles, you know, all of these problem solving, connection, logic, math, structural, analytic, all of that stuff makes you a better person, makes you a smarter, better not morally, I don't mean that, but more capable of understanding things with the brain God gave you. So, which was my mom's big phrase to me, why don't you use the brain God gave you?
Are you calling me an oxymoron, man? I ain't no oxymoron.
What was the Bob Newhart quote? I don't know if it's a real quote, but, you know.
People who love country music.
I'm not trying to condescend to people who use country music. And by the way, country music, you know, or condescend means to talk down to somebody. that's pretty funny. No, it just, again, it, you know, they've got parents, okay? Parents who are listening with their kids. And, you know, you wonder, like, what should I do with my kids? Games, puzzles. Ask them weird questions. Calculate. Do the addition sums on the license plate in front of you. Learn how to play cribbage and then play cribbage license plate bingo, where, you know, what would a hand of 5, 2, 8, 7, and 4 score as? Like, I mean, and if that doesn't make sense, yeah, I'm just giving you a lot of examples. Okay? Do that kind of stuff with your kids. It'll be fun for them, and they'll be better at it. Better at stuff.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.